101.3 FM, KRNG Fallon, Reno, Fernley, Sparks, Nevada, and surrounding. Biggest Little Radio presents the Rural Report with Robert Ray.
Hello, everybody. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. This is the Rural Report on Biggest Little Radio 101.3 FM. And we are here every Tuesday at noon with a guest. And today, we're actually waiting for the guest to get here. They're kind of a special show today. Everybody knows that the Fernley High School football team is in the state semifinals this week, playing Mojave High School Saturday at 1 o'clock here at Fernley High School. And we're going to have some players in the studio with us here, but they're on their way to the studio from getting out of class. And so we're still waiting for them to arrive at the moment. While we wait here, I want to mention, as I mentioned, the game Saturday is at 1 o'clock at Fernley High School against Mojave High School from North Las Vegas. And Carpet King Interiors will be hosting, as they did last Friday night, a pregame tailgate party from 9:30 a.m. until 12:30 p.m. at Carpet King. The Tap Wagon will be there, Yvonne's Hot Dogs, and Carpet King actually has some high school jerseys for sale for $10, supporting Fernley High School athletics. Interesting story behind these. Coach Chris Ward was actually trying to figure out what to do with these old jerseys. With every couple of years, the team gets new uniforms. So he was talking to Kelly Bry, who's the owner of Carpet King, the president of the Chamber of Commerce, and asking him how so we go, you know, what could we do with these old jerseys? They came up with the idea that they could sell them to fans who want an old jersey or whatever, and then money goes back to the football program and help with expenses of the football program, things like equipment and travel and that type of stuff. So you can get one of those jerseys at the tailgate party, or if you aren't going to make the tailgate party, you can get a hold of somebody at Carpet King and find out about those. So again, the tailgate party is from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Saturday, and then head from there to the game at 1 o'clock at Fernley High School against Mojave. Also, while we wait, I want to mention the 7th Annual Community Thanksgiving Dinner. And that's going to be held at the Fernley Senior Center on Thanksgiving Day from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's been an ongoing event that has grown a lot in the past few years. They're expecting about 350 or so people this year at the Senior Center. And it's a community dinner. A lot of people come, you know, not just people that maybe don't have anywhere else to go on Thanksgiving, but it's an event that, you know, a lot of times families will come and share the Thanksgiving, and everything is donated. The Chamber of Commerce, the Rotary Club, a lot of organizations involved in putting that on. And so that's at the Fernley Senior Center on Thanksgiving Day from 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's free of charge, and the whole purpose of it is to just bring people together on Thanksgiving, whether they may or may not have another place to go. In addition to the people that come to there, they also do serve Thanksgiving dinners to some homebound residents. I believe about 30 of them they delivered to people that were maybe elder, disabled, or just otherwise not able to get out and go anywhere Thanksgiving last year. So if you would like to find out more about that, you can call Pat Hahn. She's the person in charge, 775-815-5190. You can email her at email address is honp72@yahoo.com. And just checking out the window here to see if the players have driven up yet, but planning to talk to some Fernley High School players about not only the game this week, but just the magical season that they've had. Fernley, for those of you who may not be football fans, the this year's football team finished a regular season 9-1, but they were 9-0 undefeated in league play in the Northern 3A. It's the first league championship that Fernley has won since 1996. That was when they actually won three in a row in 1994, 95, and 96. So this is the first time that Fernley's been league champions since 1996. And there's one of the ties between this year's team and that year's team is actually one of the assistant coaches, Jake McCullough, was a player on those three teams. He was a senior in the 1996 season. And so that's one of the things that when the players get here, we will talk to them about a little bit of what that's like to be the team that broke through that drought. The Vaqueros started the season in San Francisco all the way back in September, and that was their lone loss of the season against Sacred Heart Cathedral. A game that was played in Kezar Stadium, which for old-time football fans, that was the stadium the 49ers played in back in the, I think they started back in the 50s and 60s there. The famous Y.A. Tittle, the old quarterback who just unfortunately passed away a couple of weeks ago, and R.C. Owens, and they made famous the old alley-oop pass. And so the Vaqueros got to go there and play there in that stadium. So hopefully that's one of the questions that we'll get to talk to the guys about when they get here. So we're going to go ahead and go to commercial right now, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes. This is the Rural Report on Biggest City Radio 101.3 FM. Sponsored by Kent's Supply Center in Fallon, Nevada's oldest retailer, celebrating their 125th anniversary this year. So please, when you head into Fallon, stop by Kent Supply and thank them for sponsoring the show. And we'll be back in just a moment.
Follow the conversation on our chat box at www.biggestlittleradio.com.
Did you know that Kent Supply Center in Fallon is celebrating 125 years in business?
Yes, they're the oldest retailer in Nevada, and they sell lumber, hardware, building supplies, tools, and animal feed.
I hear they have a custom hanging door shop, too.
The Kent sales team has over 55 years of experience serving do-it-yourselfers and contractors.
They're just a phone call away at 775-423-2126, and during business hours, a real live person will pick up the phone.
For all your lumber, hardware, building supplies, or animal feed requirements, call or visit Kent Supply Center at 260 North Main Street in Fallon.
Manpower in Fallon is currently recruiting for a new solar project in the Fallon area. If you'd like to be part of bringing home more renewable energy to Northern Nevada and get paid to do so, please call Manpower now at 775-423-2800 or stop by and visit them at 2262 Reno Highway Suite B in Fallon, across the street from Walmart. You can also visit them online at mpreno.com. Don't wait to find your next job. Become part of the Manpower family today.
Hello, listeners. Kelly Bryan from Carpet King Interiors here. Excited to share with you the newest items we have to offer. We are now Northern Nevada's authorized dealer for Grastex, American-made synthetic turf and artificial lawn, starting at only $242 a square foot. We offer more than 30 styles of synthetic lawn. It's safe for pets, UV protected from sun damage, and most of all, it'll save your water bill. We're also excited to be your source for window coverings, window treatments, blinds, shutters, and even custom draperies. Come check out our assortment of countertops and cabinets and meet our in-house interior designer, Catherine Pellet of KSA Design. Carpet King Interiors, big city selection, small town service.
Oh my God, where is that delicious smell coming from? Do you smell that?
Oh yeah, that smell is coming from the Fernley Burger House. Have you eaten there yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, you're missing out. The Fernley Burger House patties are handcrafted to deliciousness with 100% Angus beef and with over 6 ounces of beef in every patty. Their burgers are perfectly cooked until they're tender and juicy. They're located at 135 West Main Street in downtown Fernley, or you can order online at fernleyburgerhouse.com.
I'm there.
Fernley Burger House. It's fresh food, not fast food.
At Farmers, we believe in smarter coverage because the more you know, the better you can plan for what's ahead. Find your local agent, Robert Gleason, at 775-835-8992. We are insurance. We are Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
1.3 Vegas Radio presents the Rural Report with Ron Gray.
We have been joined by three players from the Fernley High School football team. We have quarterback Zach Burns, running back and defensive end Willie Pritchard, and offensive and defensive lineman Lonnie Slipinski. So thanks for coming in, guys.
Yep.
We'll talk a little bit about the game at the end here, but I want to just kind of introduce you guys, have a little bit of fun. But have you guys seen the movie Friday Night Lights?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
More than once.
Ordinarily, I know a movie that's older than you guys probably wouldn't get too... you probably wouldn't be too much interested in a movie that's as old as you are, but that's like a universal football thing. Yeah. The thing about it, the reason I ask, I'm curious, and in the movie, these guys are going out and people are saying, here, take a picture with my baby, and they're buying them, you know, whatever. Are you guys turning into rock stars?
No. Saying, you know, congratulations, I was at the game on Friday, or Thursday, actually, we play on Thursday this week, but it was awesome, and that, you know, that's kind of nice to see and hear.
Yeah, a week ago, I was at the Pioneer at the prime rib buffet that I always go to, and I just had like three other people come up to me that I didn't even know, saying, "Hey, good job on Thursday," you know. And we had talked a little bit about who we're playing this week, and you know, I have my teacher Jim Dahl. We talk a lot of football in there, but from the community chit chat on the Facebook, all you see is stuff about our games, and you know, it is turning into that. This community has came together this year and have just supported us tremendously, and it's awesome.
Yeah, to piggyback off that, our town has definitely come together around this football program, and it's great to see, you know, with that tailgate thing that went down prior to our game. You know, it's awesome to see our towns like getting excited for the games and just coming together, and I think that's what we really needed.
What does it mean for you guys to know that people you don't know, maybe people that went to school here a long time ago, that type of thing, and they're rooting for you?
It means a lot, honestly. Like, you know, last year there wasn't really much to root about. And so when you just have all these people posting about you and just, you know, giving you these congratulation texts and these good luck texts and, you know, just people you don't know coming up to you, it's really awesome. Like, you know, I didn't even know these people knew I played football. You know, it's just – it's a really awesome thing. And, you know, I love it and cherish it forever.
You guys, I mentioned before you got here, I was saying that this is the first time since 1996 that Fernley had won a league championship, and you guys have one of your coaches played on the team that won the last time. What does that mean for you guys to be the team that ended that drought, and also to have a tie like that to the team the last time did it.
It's pretty awesome to be in the same company as teams like that. You know, there's teams that we've grown up watching that were good, and we didn't get to see that team because, you know, Coach McClure is pretty old, but but it's pretty awesome to be mentioned in the same category as teams like that, and it's pretty special.
And with Coach McCullough's class being the last class to do it, he's an amazing coach, and I'm glad that the torch was passed on to us, and hopefully it can continue down the line.
When you guys beat Truckee the first time, which was the game that clinched the league title, and that's when I was trying to find exactly what was the last year Fernley had won it, and I was talking with a friend about we were going back through that – those 96, 95 teams, just naming players that were on that team, and just was thinking, you know, here we are 21 years later thinking of the names of players that, so 20 years from now, guys are going to be looking back and going, oh yeah, I remember Zach Burns, I remember Willie Pritchard, I remember, you know, what's that for you guys like, just to think about that?
Yeah, that's kind of what we're trying to do, you know. You talk about building a legacy, and that's what we tried to accomplish this year. I think we've done a pretty good job, but, you know, we want to be remembered, and that's the thing, and that's what we strive for every day, and that's been the whole goal of the season. You know, not only do things that haven't been done in a while, but we want to be remembered, and we want to be a special team that people talk about for years to come.
Yeah, and the number one thing we've talked about is, you know, having that banner up for as long as we live. Coach Ward, he talks about it all the time, about his state banner that he won when he was in high school, and how he went up there 10 years ago and went and visited his high school and saw it. And, you know, it's just a really cool thing knowing that banner is going to be up. But we got one more to get, and we're going to get it.
Always encountering adversity. The microphone breaks on us while we're doing an interview, so. No, but, yeah, it's great. We just want to leave a legacy and be remembered and start a platform and a blueprint for other teams to come. And that's the big thing. Like, there hasn't been much tradition, and we want to start something like that. We started new this year, new slate, new attitude, and it's gonna be great.
Well, that ties into something I was thinking about earlier too, because a lot of times, you know, I occasionally in the locker room after a game, after a practice, you usually talk to Coach Ward or whatever. But one day the week before you guys went to San Francisco for the first game, and I was in the locker room to talk to Coach Ward about that game that was just upcoming, and it was just totally different in the locker room, I think, than in past years when I've been in there. You know, what's different for you guys? Even last year that you guys were on the, you know, same team, and you lost a few seniors, but there's a lot seems differently between this year's team and even last year.
I'd have to say just the senior leadership is a big role in it, and with Coach Eddie coming in and introducing a new mindset of not looking forward and getting to 1-0 every week and just focusing on the task at hand, that makes the week by week victories even more great, because that's what you were focused on, and it's time to, now that the week's over, time to get on a new path to get to 1-0.
Yeah, and like Willie said, you know, our motto is get to 1-0 every week, and you know, we'll have that, you know, that we'll be excited about that win on Friday night, and we'll still have that high, and then when we wake up on Saturday, we're back to work and we're preparing for whoever we have next. And I think getting to 1-0 every week has helped us, because we're not thinking of, you know, let's say we're playing Fallon 1 week. We're not thinking of playing Spring Creek 4 weeks later. We're thinking about playing Fallon that week. And I think last year has helped us to where we're at this year, because, you know, we've worked to not be in that position that we were in last year. And just all the hard work we put in during the off season has really gotten us to this moment.
You've had just several of those moments during the season, though. I mean, anytime you win a league title, go undefeated in league play, but The game against Fallon, winning it with just a few seconds left, was magical. Going to Spring Creek and beating a team that was the league champion the last three or four years. Not three or four years, but two or three probably. And then the last second win against Truckee to win the league title. You've had so many of those kind of special
moments. Yeah. This season's been a roller coaster of emotions. You know, we've had our highs and lows. Thankfully, we've come out with wins in all of those. But it's just been a truly awesome season. And we're not done yet. But it's just looking back at it, I was talking with Coach Eddie last night. And it's just been an awesome season. You know, we've proved a lot of people wrong. We're going to try and continue to do that, but it's just been an awesome season.
And I tell Zach all the time, you know, if we ran our 2-minute offense every drive, we wouldn't be stopped. Like, no one would stop us. But it's just, you know, the fact that our senior leadership, you know, we never get down. You know, 45 seconds in the Truckee game, they're up by a point, and we have to drive 70 yards. You know, a lot of people are going to put their heads down, but this group has never once put their head down, and we know that we can come back in any situation, and that's really helped us.
Yeah, definitely. Practicing our 2-minute offense during practice under scenarios like we have been in, like Fallon and Truckee, has really helped us. So when we get on the field with those 56 seconds, with those 2 minutes left, there was no doubt in anyone's mind that we were going to score. For me, I was more worried about how much time we're going to give them after we score.
Well, what do you guys think the trip to San Francisco for the first game of the season did for you guys?
That game did a lot for us, you know. Although it was a loss, a lot of times, you know, you hear you can learn a lot more from a loss than you can for a win. And that game just taught us, you know.
You sound like a coach's son.
I might have heard that a time or two, but it's no secret. But, you know, we learned a lot from that game. We learned that we can be beat, you know. We haven't done nothing yet, and that was kind of the mindset last year. You know, we were coming into the season, we thought we were going to be good, and we hadn't proved nothing yet. And you can see what happened as a result from that. So that loss did a lot for us, and in a similar situation. So we were in a similar situation against Fallon as we were in Sacred Heart, and we learned from our Sacred Heart mistakes, which resulted in a loss, and we got the win in Fallon. So that loss did a lot for us.
And I remember last year always saying to Willie, you know, might as well hand us the state title right now as sophomores, and, you know, just talking about how good we were going to be. And we ended up, you know, going 4-6. But, you know, like Zach said, you know, our mistakes against Sacred Heart really helped us in Fallon, because, you know, about second half in the fourth quarter, we're like, okay, it's time to wake up, you know, like. And then I just think from there that really helped us with our momentum going forward.
Yeah, with last season being how it went and the mindset that we had, it was truly humbling. And the off season was months of just looking back and wondering what could have been. So when we got to summer conditioning and we started pushing and, you know, working for something that we'd never had before, and going into Sacred Heart, you know, with the loss, the next day going to Six Flags, all we could think about, like, it wasn't even that fun. Like, all we could think about was the game and how to get better. So when we rolled into Fallon, we truly, like, refused to lose. Like, that wasn't an option. We were not going to have a repeat of last year. So when it came down to fourth quarter and what we just did what we had to do to get the dub.
It's funny watching Zach cry like a little baby on the roller coaster.
I don't know if they heard that, but I hope they didn't.
Just want to remind everybody, this is the Rural Report on Biggest Little Radio, brought to you by Kent Supply Center in Fallon, which is Nevada's oldest retailer, and they're celebrating 125th year. So thank you to them for sponsoring us. You guys, you mentioned several times the win over Fallon, and that was huge because it was Fallon, and it was you lost about four games the exact same way last year that you won that game. Mm-hmm. What did winning that game do, and how did that get you to where you are now?
I think it gave us reassurance, and I think we weren't confident in our ability to win, and I don't think we knew how to win, how to execute and just come out with it. So I think coming together, saying let's go down this field and let's score, that game might have been an example of how our season was going to be. Just putting it together, grinding, focus on what had to be done, and getting the win.
You guys agree?
Yep.
Yeah.
he said it all on that one.
Same thing. You guys hadn't beaten Spring Creek in a couple of years, and everybody knows going to Spring Creek is probably the toughest play in the league to play, and a lot of times it's really cold over there, really windy, and then plus they're just a good football team.
Right.
What, and you guys were down something like 14-3, I think, yep, in that game. What? How did you turn that around, and what did that do for you?
You know, kind of like what Willie just said, that kind of shows the kind of team we are, you know. Last year in the situation like that, going down 14-3, you know, guys might have just checked out and kind of just quit trying, you know, gave up. But that's a real testament to what our team's about. That's kind of what we've had to go through all season, you know. Adversity, and we've responded really well to adversity this season. So that game did a lot for us as well.
Yeah, and I just liked it because it was sweet revenge from what they did to us on our homecoming. So it was cool to go in there and spoil theirs.
You guys actually won homecoming 3 different times this year, right? Obviously, you won your own homecoming game, but you won Sparks' homecoming and Spring Creek's homecoming.
Yeah, that was awesome. And I just remember, you know, Knutson. I heard him when we lost to Spring Creek by 40. He goes, "We should have let our JV play under the lights." And you know, that was a really, you know, that was a slice of humble pie. But you know, going in there and taking their homecoming was awesome because they did it to us, and it was just revenge.
Man, the Spring Creek game was truly fun. I don't know, that game was different than the rest, in my opinion. It was a fun game, like all around. I don't know. For some reason, I just think that was the funnest game.
So this week, Saturday, you're going to be playing Mojave. Just to remind everybody, 1:00 here, Friendly High School. And then there's also, before the game, tailgate party hosted by Carpet King, 9:30 a.m. to 12:30, and then everybody can head on down to the field. You guys got to play a home game last week. Now you're getting another one. What's that like?
Well, it's really what we worked for, coming in as the first seed in the North, so we could have that home field advantage. So it's well-deserved, and we're really excited to give our town a show.
And Coach McCuller stressed it all year. He said it's really hard to win playoff games on the road. And so as many home games as we can get in our spot as much as we can, it's awesome because, you know, I know it's hard going up to Vegas and playing and getting off the bus. So for them to come here and play in our weather and, you know, at our house, it's really awesome.
So going back to Friday Night Lights that I mentioned in the beginning and asked you about, this is kind of like the game at the end for them too, right? When Odessa played Dallas Carter, and the team from the small town going up against the team from the big city, and you guys are kind of in that situation and an opportunity to take advantage of that.
Yeah, definitely. It's a very similar situation. You know, our motto has been us against the world, and we feel like we've proved a lot of people wrong, but we still feel like people are counting us out, you know. They're playing a team from Vegas. Oh, big deal. We don't feel that way. We feel like we can compete with anybody, and we're here for a reason. We can play too. So that's kind of our mindset going into practice this week, and we're looking to prove some people wrong.
And that's what we've been doing all season, you know. No matter what, no matter how much success we have, we always have people saying something like, "Oh, the North is just weak this year." Well, you know, if we beat Mojave, what are they going to say then? The South's weak, you know. So we're just, you know, we've ignored the naysayers all year because, you know, they don't mean they're nothing to us, and you know, we're just going to keep doing it and getting 1-0 every week.
Well, congratulations on a great season, guys. Thank you guys for coming in and joining us, and good luck Saturday.
Thanks for having us. The show is awesome, by the way.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks for listening, everybody. This is the Rural Report on Biggest Little Radio 101.3 FM, brought to you by Kent Supply Center in Fallon, Nevada's oldest retailer, celebrating their 125th year in business this year. So whenever you get a chance, stop by and give them a big thumbs up for keeping the show on the air. And we'll be back next Tuesday. I'm Robert Perea, publisher and editor of the Fernley Reporter. Thanks for listening.